Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 114, and it's a Tuesday, October 23rd, 2018. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, welcome everyone to the show, where we talk about gay news, geek stories, and bizarre topics. And before we go on, I would like to acknowledge that we are now part of the top 25 gay podcasts by Feedspot. And we got an email from Anuj Agarwal. Anuj Agarwal, yeah, thank you for emailing us. And he's the founder of Feedspot. And we're in the top 25 gay podcasts. That was
very... Yay!
Yay! Yeah, it's nice.
But we're not the number one gay, are we?
Yeah, I know, right? We'll change that. We should be number one.
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyway, so yeah, it's great to be acknowledged or recognized once in a while. Okay, so yeah, I just want to let you all know about that. All right, so let's go to some weekend updates. Ray, I just came from Florida. I visited my mom. It's her birthday.
We're not going to see any crazy news reports coming out of Florida about you, are we?
No. You're not. Don't worry. Yeah. So I was there with my mom, my sister, my brother. Yeah, we were there. It was a reunion. It was great. It's great to see them. And
so your brother actually made it.
Yes, he actually made it. He had a hard time figuring out how to fly there. And you know what's amazing about siblings? That there's no fight at all. We did not argue. Wow, I find that an accomplishment, milestone that we did not fight at all, which is great. I mean, you know, brothers usually sibling rivalries. This when you talk about things and you get into arguments, and we did not at all. It was really fun. It was good. And then we went to Disney Springs. It's now Disney Springs. It used to be Downtown Disney. Have you been there before, Ray?
No, I don't think. Well, I don't think so. If I have, it's been a long time ago.
Yeah, it's really just a shopping strip. You know, you just walk through the shopping strip. Yes, and you go there. It's for free. Everything's for free. It was good. I had to rent
them. I'm sure stuff there is not for free. It is Disney.
Parking was free.
Parking was free.
Parking was free. Yeah, so we were there, and I rented a van because there are six of us. Oh, my God. I've never driven
a minivan.
I had to drive my minivan.
Oh, my God. You're so straight gay.
I know, right? Straight gay. So, yeah, I was driving it, and I survived. And I was thinking, maybe I should get one of those insurances because I don't know how I'm going to drive this, if I'm going to drive it well. $50 per day. And I was there for 4 days. What? $50? $200 just for insurance? No way. Okay. I didn't avail of it, so.
Well, in theory, most car insurances cover rentals.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure. I just wanted to see how it was. $50 a day? Oh, no way. But if it were like 15 a day or 10 a day, it used to be like that before, but now it's really expensive. You know, renting these minivans are really expensive. You know, you have to haul around your mom. She's in a wheelchair, so you kind of have to have more room. But it's good. I got an experience of driving a minivan. It was weird.
Are you ready to go out and buy one now?
No. Probably just an SUV, though. But that's far, far in the future. We went to Fogo de Chao. We ate lots of meat. It's really a good celebration. We went for lobster at Dixie Crossroads. It was pretty good. Maybe the audience knows about Dixie Crossroads. That's good. It's a good place to eat lobster. In Florida, it's kind of weird that you go to Florida just to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I flew back. Everything's fine. Everything's great. And today, Tuesday, I voted. I voted today. Yes.
Yeah, I got to do that this week. They started on Monday around here, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to do it. They open at 8 o'clock over here, so you got to be early at some point.
Yeah.
You can do that. Anyway, so Ray, tell me about your adventures. You were out too.
Well, you were having a family reunion. It so happened that I was having a family reunion.
Yay.
In South Carolina. So I flew to South Carolina Thursday morning. I flew to Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, rented a car, and then drove the next 2 hours home and got to see the family. My grandfather had a younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
He turned 95 on Friday. Happy birthday, Uncle Johnny.
Wow.
So, and this was probably his last time traveling like that and coming down and seeing everybody, and that was his birthday wish. So he has three daughters, and two of them brought him down, and it was good to meet them because I'd never met them before.
I see. So, okay.
But it was good to meet them, hang out with them, and then Friday I took the two daughters to Charleston, and we hung out and had a good time, and Saturday we had the little family reunion dinner at my aunt's house, and that went really well, and so it's just nice to spend time with the family. Sunday I went and helped my sister. She does this competitive barbecue stuff.
Oh, I remember you mentioned that before.
Yeah.
She's hardcore.
Well, you barbecue. watched the video, the TV show where they got started with my dad in it, didn't you?
Oh.
Because you recorded, you remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did. Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah.
So, so it was interesting there, but now she's doing some other stuff. I mean, they competed on Saturday, and then Sunday morning she got up and cooked 40 pork butts.
40 pork butts. Sounds yes. good. Sounds yummy.
Yeah, so I brought some home. We froze it, and I put it in my suitcase, and it was still frozen when I got here, so it worked out great.
Great.
We did that, and she worked my butt off. I mean, seriously, she made me work.
Hey, like what, cutting meat or something, or what?
Well, helping her get, yeah, you smoke the pork butts for a while, then you have to take them out and wrap them up, and then you have to put them back on the grill, back in the smoker, and just let them cook for like 8 or 9 hours, about 10 hours, I would say, total.
Wow.
Then you have to take them out, and then we had to take them over to her other trailer that she does. She has like these, almost like a food truck, except it's a food trailer.
Okay.
And we had to go in there and get everything set up, and then you had to go through and unwrap the butt, break it down, and get all the gristle and the bones and stuff out of it. And then you shredded it, and then we vacuum packed it in bags and put it in the refrigerator so she could have it for tonight for her thing that she was doing at one of the farms that they do stuff at. So,
mm-hmm.
So it was pretty busy for her. So, and her husband's been sick, and he has knee issues and can't really do anything except stand there and run his mouth. And so she's kind of been having to do it all on her own. So it was good to go help her out. So,
mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's good to help around family when you're. It's a family reunion and stuff. So how many people were there? Like 20, 30 people?
It was like 30-something people. I've got to see some of my cousins I haven't seen in 23 years. In fact, the last time the whole family was together was when my grandfather died, my uncle's brother.
Oh, wow.
That was the last time all of us, I think I can remember all of us being together. So it's been 23 years.
Mm-hmm. You talked to your dad?
I talked to my dad. I actually came out to my dad and told him I'm getting married and that he was invited to the wedding next year.
Mm-hmm.
And he seemed to take it okay. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, okay. So, wow. Was he?
He didn't say too much about it. I thought he looked like he was going to tear up and cry and get upset, but he kind of sat there quietly for a little while and just kind of was like, okay. So
it's just okay.
He wouldn't argue or fuss and fight and throw a tantrum or do anything like that or tell me, he didn't love me or anything like that. So, I guess it's just one of those things he's going to have to accept and,
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Okay.
So, he's in his 70s, so he's either got to accept it or he, just not have to worry about me being in his life anymore. Yeah. So.
Understandable.
It's kind of that point. So,
all right.
So that was my weekend. So we'll see. I'll keep you updated on how the father's handling it. So
mm-hmm.
I'm sure by next week there will be some repercussions, and I will hear about it from my brother and sister.
We'll see. We'll have part two. We'll hear about it next week.
I'm sure.
I like to hear that. Okay.
But mom was okay. Got to spend some time with her. Aww. And some other friends. Actually, the girl that was my beard in high school, Samantha, she was in town taking care of her mom because her mom's seriously ill too.
Okay.
And she got to meet up with us Sunday morning, and her and my other mother, Sherry Griffin, and her son came to the hotel where I was staying, and we had coffee and caught up and everything. So it was kind of cool. I got a picture of that. I'll show you what my high school girlfriend looked
like. Oh, I'd like to see that.
Or the high school beard. I don't think we ever really seriously dated. She was more like just the high school beard that we ran around and did stuff together. So.
Okay.
But back then, everybody thought we were kind of dating, and I just was like, never really said anything against that. So
we used to date, somewhat dating.
So okay. And she's still as beautiful as ever.
Oh, look at that.
So, she is. She's still an incredible person. So
mm-hmm. Okay, that's good to hear. All right, so I guess we had our adventures. And don't forget to vote. This week, everybody out there,
please vote.
Please vote, guys.
Please go vote.
Yes, please. Okay, so let's go to our...
And if you're in Houston, please vote against Proposition B.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have that because in my area, it's not... In my county, it's not... It was not included.
Well, you're not in the city of Houston, that's why.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go to our stories, Ray. We're gonna take the, you want to take this one?
Sure.
Okay.
This week's gay, the asshole administrator's latest anti-transgender action explained.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's administration is working on yet another anti-LGBTQ policy, the New York Times reported over the weekend. According to Erica Green, Katie Benner, and Robert Pear at the Times, Trump's Department of Health and Human Services is considering an interpretation of the Title 9 federal civil rights laws that ban sex discrimination in federally funded schools that would define sex as either male or female, unchangeable, and determined by the genitals that the person is born with. This would defy the scientific and medical evidence embraced by major organizations like the American Medical Association and the American Psychiatric Association. HHS is the primary agency working on the draft proposal, but other agencies, including the Department of Education, Justice, and Labor, are expected to adopt it as well should the administration move forward to the change. It's not clear when that will be, although the Times reported that HHS is preparing to formally present the new definition to the Justice Department before the end of the year. The proposal would effectively erase protections for trans people who identify with a gender different from the one assigned to them at birth. From federal civil rights laws ensuring that the laws do not prohibit discrimination against trans people in any setting, including the workplace, housing in schools, and health care. HHS has refused to comment on alleged leaked documents, CNN reports. Civil rights group and LGBT advocacy organizations, meanwhile, have suggested they will take the administration to court should it move forward with the change. The move would be far from the first time that the Trump administration has taken action to hurt LGBTQ people. For much of the past couple of years, the administration has been mired in court battles over its attempt to ban transgender people from the military after the Obama administration lifted the original ban. And different parts of the Trump administration have already taken steps to prevent federal civil rights protections from applying to trans and gay people. The anti-LGBTQ agenda stands in sharp contrast with Trump's rhetoric on campaign trail. The then candidate held up a pride flag at a campaign event and vowed to work with LGBTQ people at the 2016 Republican convention. Instead, Trump's administration has done a lot to undermine LGBTQ and particularly trans rights.
Yeah, so just to extend to that, actually, I have to emphasize that the way he really said it was, I vowed to work for the LGBTQ. He was like, it's like it was painful for him to say it. I remember that that video that he was talking, and then so first he did the military to ban transgender people in the military, and then now he's going to define genders right now to be solid as not that it's not changeable at all.
Yeah.
So one by one, stripping off rights, rights. That's right.
Just like Hitler did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. It's really scary. So anyway, but we'll see. It's a good thing there are advocates who are LGBTQ advocacy organizations that will be, taking this to the court. And it will, if this ever moves forward.
Yes, but you just got to remember, they just confirmed a right-wing Republican judge to the Supreme
also
Court.
Also a problem. Oh, that's why. This is going to be scary. It's going to be scary.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's going to be next? Us, the gay people, or something like that?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's go to...
Go vote, people. Yeah. This is why we have to vote.
Yes.
And open up. Get woke. See what in the hell is really going on.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should take I should put that in our title or something. Yeah, go vote, everyone. Okay, let's go to the geek where it talks about Google Keep. Okay, so I don't know if you use Google Keep ever, Ray, right?
I don't even know what Google Keep is.
I'll explain it later. Okay, so Google Keep will soon support Assistant's shopping list feature once again. So Google Keep is a popular way to store miscellaneous notes, and soon Google is bringing back a much-requested feature. Google Keep will once again be the home of the Google Assistant shopping list. A Googler took to Reddit this week to comment on Keep's recent redesign. He knows that more changes are coming soon and that the team behind Keep is just getting started. The verified account goes on to confirm a detail that users have been asking about for quite some time. Google Keep is bringing back support for the Google Assistant shopping list. Early last year, Google swapped the location of the Assistant shopping list from the Google Keep, where it was at launch, over to Google Express. The feature has evolved a bit over time, but it remains in that location. Many users have been frustrated with this change, as it's much harder to access the list. Back at I/O, Google I/O 2018, Google detailed that the users would soon be able to set a default notes and list service. Our recent APK insights on the of the Google app revealed that the functionality is still in development. Soon, though, it appears Google Keep will once again be an option for this list. Google already confirmed Assistant integration with Keep previously, but responding to a user asking if Keep will support the list instead of Express, The Googler simply said, he replied, yes, it will be supported. So there's no timeline for this change yet, and if it weren't obvious, it's not live on any devices. So I myself have tried Google Keep for a while, and I am sure it's a good notes
program. Well,
explain
to me what Google Keep is.
Yeah, it's, you know, it really is a note taking. You just put your notes there. It's really put your notes. You can create.
So it's a notepad.
It's a notepad. At the same time, you can make checklists out of that. You can make, those checkbox. It can be used for to-do lists. Yeah, things like that. It's the Google version of it. They used to have Google Tasks, and now they have Google Keep. So Google Keep is, okay, you're right. Let me ask you, how do you keep notes? Do you have any a note taking applications on your phone?
I just got the the document, the little document thing.
The document. You use the Google Docs.
The little notes.
Oh, notes. You just use simple notes. Yeah. So yeah. That's exactly it. That's pretty much it. It's a Google Keep is the version of that notes that you use for iOS. So, but it's a little bit more enhance it, you know, since it's Google, it syncs among your devices, things like that. So that's good about Google Keep. Now it went away for a while, and now it's going to be coming back. Okay, so now the big thing about this is that it's going to be connected to Google Assistant. So if you have a Google Home Mini or a Google Home machine, just you know the same way you do with the Amazon Echo.
So you could just say, "Googly, make a note about this."
Yes,
and it'll do it.
It's more like, "Hey, Google, add eggs to the shopping list," and then you can default it to the Google Keep app now. Don't you do that? Don't you sometimes do that with Siri or with?
No, Siri don't get well to them.
Oh, you don't? Oh, you don't ever say, "Hey Siri, do this and this and that." You don't do that. You never do that.
Yeah, just like me and Rex, though, we have a speech impediment problem.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah, you should use it. I use it for shopping lists. Whenever I use Amazon Echo, I would always say, you know, "Hey, Alexa, add eggs to the shopping list." I couldn't say the whole word because it will trigger people. Amazon Echo. Anyway, so yeah, it's pretty interesting that they're going to have something from the past coming back in and going to be used for voice assistants like Google Home.
Or you can do like I do sometimes, just grab an old envelope that came in the mail and write it on the back of it and go to the store.
Yeah, right. You do that. I don't think you do that.
I do that, actually.
Wait, you get an envelope? What?
like junk mail that comes in, I'll grab one of the envelopes and write on the back of it.
Oh, you actually actually write on it. Okay.
All right. You know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You know, so I can actually write because I don't write enough now and it's like chicken scratch, so I try to stay in practice somewhat.
Oh, okay. And you start with the shopping lists that way. Okay, yeah. Good. All right, let's go to the bizarre.
Okay, scientists created a condom that self-lubricates during sex. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
In the future, condoms will lubricate themselves, and you've got a Bill and Melinda Gates to thank for it. Well, them and some smart chemists from Boston University. As part of a brief put out by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for ideas to encourage condom use, Boston University chemist Mark Grinstaff and colleagues set about trying to come up with a way to make condoms more comfortable to wear. While most commercially available condoms use a silicone oil coating as a lubricant, this doesn't necessarily hang around for the whole or session. Instead, Grinstaff and associates have created a special coating which responds to bodily fluids by becoming more slippery than Mark Zuckerberg at a privacy summit. The idea is to develop an improved condom where the condom itself has a slippery surface. Thus, added lubricants like silicone oil are not needed, Grinstaff told Digital Trends. We have coated the condom with a polymer which holds onto water molecules, and thus a thin layer of water resides on the surface of the condom to provide lubricity. So you just spit on it. You just spit on it. It self-lubricates.
All right.
The researchers tested the friction that resulted when rubbing the polymer coating latex over a surface resembling skin for around 15 minutes. After this time, the polymer coated latex generated approximately half of the friction compared with the standard latex, which had been lubricated with water. Non-treated latex with a commercially available lubricant performed better at first, but after the 15-minute test period was still not as effective as the newly developed polymer coat latex. The new material additionally scored well when people were asked to rate its slipperiness. A massive 85% of the test participants described it as more slippery than non-treated latex with added lubricant. The next steps include manufacturing the condom under good manufacturing practices and conducting a marketed study with couples, Grinstaff said. One of the authors of the paper, Dr. Stacy Chin, has started a company, Hydroglide Coatings, to develop a self-lubricating condom. In fact, she has a new formulation that performs even better. The paper describing the work, friction-lowering capabilities, and the human subject preferences for a hydrophilic surface coating on latex substrates was recently published in the Royal Society Open Science.
So, okay, these are self-lubricating.
But you got to understand, some people, you know, they're kind of dry.
Yeah.
And even, I mean, and this stuff sounds like it's dry, so if you're gay and you're using the condom, you're going to have to spit on the butthole to get some moisture in there to get the lubrication going.
So it needs to be primed at some point. So
yeah, so all you got to do is spit it and stick it then.
Yeah, okay. So not
much. Which has always been the best practice.
And the problem with it, though, is it lasts for 15 minutes. So when is that? Like 500 or 1,000 strokes? Or probably thrusts. How many thrusts could that be?
Yeah, well, some people don't even take that long, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So 15 minutes, is that long enough? I mean, how long have you used a condom? Okay, those are the condom days, right? So how long did a condom stay with you until you actually had to let it go?
I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth in that one? Well, I think you just... I remember if you're using a condom, you put lots of lube on it, and then you pull out and you put more lube and you will go back in, and then it would probably last you more than 15 minutes. But this one, I guess. Oh, what they're saying here is that it will still be self-lubricating for 15 more minutes.
Yeah, that it's still lubricated after 15 minutes.
Yeah,
where the normal condoms that you use lubricants with, that you add to the condom, they don't stay lubricated that long.
Yeah, okay. So that is interesting. I mean, this would be helpful even if you're a lube user, so it would really, really last you longer because you don't have to put that much lube. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. All right, let's go to the other bizarre. So,
yeah.
Ray, you might like this when you turn 85. So, tea and beefcakes. Startled pensioners got their pulses racing when butlers in the buff served them a 3-course meal at their care home. Mm-hmm. So pulses were set racing at care home when some of their female residents hired butlers in the buff to serve them dinner. Elderly residents at Milton Lodge in Colchester, Essex, had repeatedly asked staff if they could get a visit from some scantily clad butlers. Oh my God. So, this week, their wishes were finally granted with a group of hunks in trunks coming to serve them a three-course dinner. So, the 11 ladies invited their daughters and granddaughters, even granddaughters, to see the show and even got a massage from the team of muscular men. So, it's like Chippendales for the elderly. So, Claire Martin, activities co-coordinator at Milton Lodge, said it was a 89-year-old Joanne Core who had initiated it all. She said, "Whenever you ask Joanne what she wants that day, she always says a man." God, what a 89-year-old horny lady, okay? "So we weren't surprised when she wanted it to be her wish. We had a chat here and everyone was really keen to support it. So we had a look online." They went online. "And found a company called Hunks and Trunks. When they turned up, we had to let them know that what we wanted them to do. They had a three-course meal with a roast dinner. The ladies' daughters and granddaughters came, and we asked them to do some harmless flirting. It doesn't matter how old you are, so why not?" Dahl Jenkins, the oldest resident at Milton Lodge at 99, she's 99, said she loved the butlers and has requested for them to be back for her 100th birthday. Wow, she's old, but she's still horny. So Claire added, the ladies were really excited and they had all been giggling and they dressed up even. And resident at the home, Gladys Smith, 82, said, I had the front seat. It made quite a change and the boys done well. It was a good evening. The elderly women were even treated to some relaxing therapy. Claire said they all had a massage. The butlers went around asking the ladies if they wanted a massage, and they all said yes. Who wouldn't? Okay, so after it had all finished, Dahl told the staff she wanted them back for her 100th birthday, so we're going to have them back. Wow, I hope she lives before then. Until then. They didn't stop laughing the whole night, and they absolutely loved it. Milton Lodge Retirement Home in Colchester runs a Sparkle Initiative where a staff raise money to grant the wishes of residents. So, Ray, imagine us turning, let's just pretend we're going to reach about 80, 85, and we'll probably be in a nursing home or somewhere, or probably in, you know, just like the Golden Girls, who is staying in one house. What do you think, Ray? We're going to be calling people like this just to clean the house or even dance for us or serve us food. What do you think, Ray?
I'm down for that.
You're down for that? Yeah. It's going to be entertainment.
So, and I think we've had this discussion before about how sex happens in the in nursing homes. So it's pretty rampant. So,
yeah, that's right. And they even, you know, they don't care anymore. They're old and they just go unprotected, right? And they end up with STDs.
STDs, yeah. So,
mm-hmm. Yep. So just interesting, Ray. I could see our future. It just gave me an idea. I don't know. I don't know if it's scantily clad. If it's like bear cubs or something like that dancing, I'd probably be titillated. But
well, all the guys were wearing in the photos from the article were just aprons. That was it, and their bums were showing. So they looked pretty nice.
Uh huh. I bet. So, I bet you like
that. So go check the article out if you want to look at the pictures, because there's plenty of them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's good to see. It's one of the articles that we have in. We'll have it in the
Gay Geek Bizarre on Bizarre Facebook.
Sorry, I got distracted because my sister was calling. She was calling. I had to end her call.
Okay. Well, while you talk to your sister, I'll wrap this up for us.
Well, yeah. No, it's okay. But yeah, yes, we'll wrap it up. But it's just that I want to mention again that we are in the top 25 gay podcasts. If you go to blog.feedspot.com/gay_podcasts. And thank you again for Anuj Agarwal, the founder of Feedspot, to contacting us. And we'll probably put some links on the website and the and the Gay Geek Bizarre Facebook page. So special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. Yeah, he's been contributing a lot. And that's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to contact us, send your emails at show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Podbean, Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, Podbean is the newest one. We're trying to get more attention that way too. So go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye.
Bye.